اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد، اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد، اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل، نعم المولى ونعم النصير. أستغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم الرحمن الرحيم ذو الجلال والإكرام وأتوب إليه. اللهم كن لوليك الحجة ابن الحسن صلواتك عليه وعلى آبائه في هذه الساعة وفي كل ساعة، وليا وحافظا وقائدا وناصرا ودليلا وعينا حتى تسكنه أرضك طوعا وتمتعه فيها طويلا. صلى الله عليك يا أبا عبد الله وعلى الأرواح التي حلت بفنائك. It's the last Thursday night of the month of Ramadan, the last ziyara on such a night of Imam al-Husayn. عليك مني سلام الله أبدا ما بقيت وبقي الليل والنهار، ولا جعله الله آخر العهد مني لزيارتكم. السلام على الحسين وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى أولاد الحسين وعلى أصحاب الحسين يا أبا عبد الله. You've given us so much in this month of Ramadan. You're the Shafi' because of whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us. Just mentioning your name these different nights, especially Thursday night, opened a new avenue to our hearts, providing more light. Ya Aba Abdullah, you are wajih, you have a reputation with Allah, you have a position with Him, you know my conditions, You know what I've been able to do this month of Ramadan. I'm ashamed of not taking advantage more of the opportunities. You intercede for me, Ya Aba Abdullah, Ya Mawla, Ya Fatima al-Zahra. Every time we mention Imam al-Husayn, Fatima al-Zahra starts looking around to see who it is that's mentioned Imam al-Husayn's name. Ya Fatima al-Zahra, we beg you, if you raise your arm, if you raise your hand to ask Allah for anything, He will accept. I'm in need of your dua. Ya Fatima al-Zahra, I don't know how much progress I made towards your son, my Imam. I would like to have a closer connection with him. I know I break his heart every week when he receives my report. I was hoping I'd make some changes this year. After the month of Ramadan, I was hoping I won't break his heart anymore. But here we are, there are two more days left, and I still feel weak. When there's temptation, Ya Fatima al-Zahra, help me, intercede for me. Inshallah, the Ahlul Bayt will take our hands and guide us towards Allah. It's the last Thursday night. Brothers and sisters, inshallah, we take advantage. There's an idea of wida, bidding farewell to the month of Ramadan. I guess the idea is to remember all the good experiences God gave us. Miss the month of Ramadan. Create the want and desire for the next month of Ramadan to come soon. Inshallah. Ya Aba Abdullah, I don't feel like leaving the month of Ramadan without mentioning his masa'ib. Inshallah, he accepts. Ya Aba Abdullah, Ruhi Fidak. How difficult it was on the day of Ashura. I don't know how you were able to take it. The moment you looked up after calling for water for your son Ali in Al-Azghar, you felt he shivered. You looked up. Blood is flowing down from his neck. Ya Allah. Imam al-Husayn was in the state of idtirar at that time. He didn't know where to go, what to do with this baby. Did his mother see? Ya Aba Abdullah, Ruhi Fidaka, Ya Mawla. I wish I was there. I could have protected your son. The arrow could have pierced through my back. instead of falling on your son's throat. ألا لعنة الله على القوم الظالمين وسيعلم الذين ظلموا أي منقلب ينقلبون. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم إني أفتتح الثناء بحمدك وأنت مسدد للصواب بمنك، وأيقنت أنك أنت أرحم الراحمين في موضع العفو والرحمة وأشد المعاقبين في موضع النكال والنقمة وأعظم المتجبرين في موضع الكبرياء والعظمة. اللهم أذنت لي في دعائك ومسألتك، فاسمع يا سميع مدحتي، وأجب يا رحيم دعوتي، وأقل يا غفور عثرتي. فكم يا إلهي من كربة قد فرجتها، وهموم قد كشفتها، وعثرة قد أقلتها، ورحمة قد نشرتها، وحلقة بلاء قد فككتها. الحمد لله الذي لم يتخذ صاحبة ولا ولدا، ولم يكن له شريك في الملك، ولم يكن له ولي من الذل، وكبره تكبيرا. الحمد لله بجميع محامده كلها، على جميع نعمه كلها. الحمد لله الذي لا مضاد له في ملكه، ولا منازع له في أمره. الحمد لله الذي لا شريك له في خلقه، ولا شبيه له في عظمته. الحمد لله الفاشي في الخلق أمره حمده، الظاهر بالكرم مجده، الباسط بالجود يده، الذي لا تنقص خزائنه ولا تزيده كثرة العطاء إلا جودا وكرما، إنه هو العزيز الوهاب. اللهم إني أسألك قليلا من كثير، مع حاجة بي إليه عظيمة، وغناك عنه قديم، وهو عندي كثير، وهو عليك سهل يسير. اللهم إن عفوك عن ذنبي، وتجاوزك عن خطيئتي، وصفحك عن ظلمي، وسترك على قبيح عملي، وحلمك عن كثير جرمي، عندما كان من خطئي وعمدي أطمعني في أن أسألك ما لا أستوجبه منك، الذي رزقتني من رحمتك، وأريتني من قدرتك، وعرفتني من إجابتك، فصرت أدعوك آمنا وأسألك مستأنسا، لا خائفا ولا وجلا، ومدلا عليك فيما قصدت فيه إليك. فإن أبطأ عني عتبت بجهلي عليك، ولعل الذي أبطأ عني هو خير لي لعلمك بعاقبة الأمور. فلم أرى مولا كريما أصبر على عبد لئيم منك علي. يا ربي إنك تدعوني فأولي عنك، وتتحبب إلي فأتبغض إليك، وتتودد إلي فلا أقبل منك، كأن لي التطول عليك، فلم يمنعك ذلك من الرحمة لي والإحسان إلي والتفضل علي بجودك وكرمك. فارحم عبدك الجاهل وجد عليه بفضل إحسانك، إنك جواد كريم. الحمد لله مالك الملك مجري الفلك مسخر الرياح فارق الإصباح ديان الدين رب العالم. الحمد لله على حلمه بعد علمه، والحمد لله على عفوه بعد قدرته، والحمد لله على طول أناته في غضبه وهو قادر على ما يريد. الحمد لله خالق الخلق باسط الرزق فالق الإصباح ذي الجلال والإكرام والفضل والإنعام، الذي بعد فلا يرى وقرب فشهد النجم تبارك وتعالى. الحمد لله الذي ليس له منازع يعادله، ولا شبيه يشاكله، ولا ظهير يعاضده، قهر بعزته الأعزاء وتواضع لعظمته العظماء، فبلغ بقدرته ما يشاء. الحمد لله الذي يجيبني حين أنادي ويستر علي كل عورة وأنا أعصيه، ويعظم النعمة علي فلا أجازي. فكم من موهبة هنيئة قد أعطاني، وعظيمة مخوفة قد كفاني، وبهجة مونقة قد أراني، فأثني عليه حامدا وأذكره مسبحا. الحمد لله الذي لا يهتك حجابه، ولا يغلق بابه، ولا يرد سائله، ولا يخيب آمله. الحمد لله الذي يؤمن الخائفين، وينجي الصالحين، ويرفع المستضعفين، ويضع المستكبرين، ويهلك ملوكا ويستخلف آخرين. والحمد لله قاصم الجبارين، مبير الظالمين، مدرك الهاربين، نكال الظالمين، صريخ المستصرخين، موضع حاجات الطالبين، معتمد المؤمنين. الحمد لله الذي من خشيته ترعد السماء وسكانها، وترجف الأرض وعمارها، وتموج البحار ومن يسبح في غمراتها. الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا، وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله. الحمد لله الذي يخلق ولم يخلق، ويرزق ولا يرزق، ويطعم ولا يطعم، ويميت الأحياء ويحيي الموتى، وهو حي لا يموت، بيده الخير، وهو على كل شيء قدير. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وأمينك وصفيك وحبيبك وخيرتك من خلقك وحافظ سرك ومبلغ رسالاتك، أفضل وأحسن وأجمل وأكمل وأزكى وأنمى وأطيب وأطهر وأسنى وأكثر ما صليت وباركت وترحمت وتحننت وسلمت على أحد من عبادك وأنبيائك ورسلك وصفوتك وأهل الكرامة عليك من خلقك. اللهم وصل على علي أمير المؤمنين ووصي رسول رب العالمين، عبدك ووليك وأخي رسولك، وحجتك على خلقك، وآيتك الكبرى والنبأ العظيم. وصل على الصديقة الطاهرة فاطمة سيدة نساء العالمين، وصل على سبطي الرحمة وإمامي الهدى الحسن والحسين سيدي شباب أهل الجنة، وصل على أئمة المسلمين علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي والخلف الهادي المهدي، حججك على عبادك وأمنائك في بلادك صلاة كثيرة دائمة. اللهم وصل على ولي أمرك القائم المؤمل والعدل المنتظر، وحفه بملائكتك المقربين، وأيده بروح القدس يا رب العالمين. اللهم اجعله الداعي إلى كتابك والقائم بدينك، استخلفه في الأرض كما استخلفت الذين من قبله، مكن له دينه الذي ارتضيته له، أبدله من بعد خوفه أمنا، يعبدك لا يشرك بك شيئا. اللهم أعزه وأعزز به، وانصره وانتصر به، وانصره نصرا عزيزا، وافتح له فتحا يسيرا، واجعل له من لدنك سلطانا نصيرا. اللهم أظهر به دينك وسنة نبيك حتى لا يستخفي بشيء من الحق مخافة أحد من الخلق. اللهم إنا نرغب إليك في دولة كريمة تعز بها الإسلام وأهله، وتذل بها النفاق وأهله، وتجعلنا فيها من الدعاة إلى طاعتك والقادة إلى سبيلك، وترزقنا بها كرامة الدنيا والآخرة. اللهم ما عرفتنا من الحق فحملنا، وما قصرنا عنه فبلغنا. اللهم المن به شعثنا، واشعب به صدعنا، وارتق به فتقنا، وكثر به قلتنا، وأعزز به ذلتنا، وأغن به عائلنا، واقض به عن مغرمنا، واجبر به فقرنا، وسد به خلتنا، ويسر به عسرنا، وبيض به وجوهنا، وفك به أسرنا، وأنجح به طلبتنا، وأنجز به مواعيدنا، واستجب به دعوتنا، وأعطنا به سؤلنا، وبلغنا به من الدنيا والآخرة أعمالنا، وأعطنا به فوق رغبتنا يا خير المسؤولين وأوسع المعطين. اشف به صدورنا، وأذهب به غيظ قلوبنا، واهدنا به لما اختلف فيه من الحق بإذنك، إنك تهدي من تشاء إلى صراط مستقيم وانصرنا به على عدوك وعدونا إله الحق آمين. اللهم إنا نشكو إليك فقد نبينا صلواتك عليه وآله وغيبة ولينا وكثرة عدونا وقلة عددنا وشدة الفتن بنا وتظاهر الزمان علينا، فصل على محمد وآله وأعنا على ذلك بفتح منك تعجل وبضر تكشفه ونصر تعزه وسلطان حق تظهره ورحمة منك تجللنا وعافية منك تلبسنا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، بارئ الخلائق أجمعين، باعث الأنبياء والمرسلين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا سيد الخلق أجمعين، حبيبنا وحبيب إله العالمين، أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد، وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين المكرمين المنتجبين، لا سيما بقية الله في الأراضين روحي وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفداء، ولعنة الله على أعدائهم أجمعين إلى قيام يوم الدين. For the hastening the return of our Imam, let's recite the salawat. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم. Tomorrow marks the day that Imam Khomeini made to be the day of Quds, Yawm al-Quds, a very important occasion and a very important time, a very important mission for a very important time. Designating the last Friday of the month of Ramadan for Yawm al-Quds is not simply to create an awareness about something that's out there. If that is on the minds of people, then they should know that they haven't understood what Imam Khomeini, Rahmatullah alayh, as the leader, a divine leader given to us during the occultation, leading to the return of our Imam, they haven't understood what Imam Khomeini wanted of this. Yawm al-Quds is war against the Zionist regime and the global system that supports that Zionist regime, which is pretty much all the material powers of the world. They're all backing with everything they have the Zionist regime. The Zionist regime covers the country called Palestine, which is the actual name. They've put another name on part of that land. That land itself is very tiny. That strip of land is very tiny. It's one of the smaller countries, or one of the smallest, perhaps we can say, countries in the world. Zionism is not limited to the borders of that land. And the war against the Zionists and the war to liberate Quds is not simply a war against the Zionists in that particular land, and if we have relieved that particular land from the presence of the Zionists, the war is over. That's not how it works. The global tyranny that exists, The elite that have taken over the world these days are the Zionists. This, anyone who knows what they're talking about in global politics can easily see that. When you see, it doesn't matter which politician from what country it is, whether it's in the East or the West, they have got to bow down. The strongest country in the world, by far, obviously from a material perspective, the United States of America, the presidents have got to bow to the Zionists. That tells you who the boss really is. The boss or the Zionists. Again, the Zionist is not Netanyahu. Who's Netanyahu? He's just a face. He's not the boss. Netanyahu's not no boss. People think that they can put his pictures and call him a dog or whatever, these other titles, which are, there's no point in doing that, using those titles. A dog is actually a good creature of God. Why do you want to defame or use the good name of a good creature on such a horrible creature? It's not about Netanyahu. The elite of the world, the Zionists of the world, the ones who pull the strings, and whether it's in the U.S., which is the strongest material power of the world, or anywhere else in the Western world, any European country, and every European country has got to bow to the Zionists, has got to give in to whatever they want, whether it's Germany, it's France, Britain, Italy, Scandinavian countries. We have experienced this, and anyone who can read just a little bit of news to look into that, they can clearly see that. And the rest of the world, which doesn't have any power, they are only extensions of these, the East and the West. They're all overpowered by either directly the Zionist regime, or directly by the U.S., or directly by the British, or whatever other European or Western government it is that dictates over that region and rules over that region and influences that region. Their bosses, which are these global powers, they're all bowing beyond that. They prostrate and they lick the shoes of the Zionists. The war against the Zionists that Imam Khomeini, first let's understand this, Yawm al-Quds is not limited to that particular land. That is a symbol, number one. Secondly, it's not creating awareness simply. Creating awareness is important, but it's not limited to creating awareness. Creating awareness is part of a war. We as the people of the world that want a world that people can live in harmony, which can only be done with just rules and just laws. Resources need to be managed in ways where everyone benefits from them, not only a small few, and the rest have got to live in slums. The resources of the world have got to be managed in a just way, in a just system, just laws. The people of the world want this. And there are an elite in the world that don't want this. They want to control and rule the resources, and they want everybody else to be their slave. Whether they use that word or they don't, they all mean it. This is a war that's being fought against the people of the world to force them into submission and subjugation, and the people of the world have got to fight back. What is our way of fighting back? The way of us fighting back, if the people come together and simply say, we don't want you, we're not going to let you rule over us. That's what is needed. That's what's not happening. Resisting the want, the desire of the Zionist rulers of the world, the Zionist elite of the world, and their puppets in the US, in Europe, in wherever else in the world they are, resisting that and saying, no, we're not going to follow your games. We're not going to do that. This is important. Yawm al-Quds is something they don't want, they don't like. They don't want to hear that the country they have created by making and forcing the people of a land, an entire population, forcing them to leave their own homes Otherwise, they would be killed like the others that were killed or forced to leave their homes. And then this country was established. They want this to be recognized by the people of the world as an actual country called Israel, ruled by what they call the Jewish people, and so on and so forth. The people of the world coming out and saying, we do not recognize this. There is no such a thing as a Zionist regime or a government. It can do whatever it does. It's an occupation. It does not own a single inch of that land. Every bit of it, from the river to the sea, is Palestine, Palestinian lands. There is no part of that that has any name other than Palestine. The people of the world coming out and saying, this is what we accept. This is what we believe. Pushing forward with it. This is one of the starting points of the war against the, or fighting back in this war. We didn't wage the war. They waged the war in the Second World War, in the First World War, after that and before that, in so many different ways. This war that we have all been silent, we have been doing nothing. This divine leader, before the coming of the 12th Imam, came out and said, this is what the people of the world need to do. Come out and chant against this tyranny, against this Zionist regime, which is the symbol of the elite of the world. That's why they are so sensitive about it. In the United States of America, the United States, the American government, the federal government, and the state governments are more protective of Zionist interests, are more interested in protecting the Zionist symbols, the Zionist flags, as they are compared to their protection of their own flag, their own laws, their own police, and what have you. They're willing to violate their own constitution, their own laws, to uphold the want of the Zionists. This is how sensitive they are, the tyrants of the world. The elite of the world, Zionist regime, is that important for them. It's a tiny piece of land. It's a symbol, though. When that is brought down, that's a symbol of the elite of the world being brought down. They all these powers put together, at the prime of their energy, their force, their technology, their wealth, their everything, try to establish the state and get it over with and move on with the rest of the plan. The people resisting this has caused them not to be able to move on with the rest of the plan. And if this state is brought down altogether, and it will, inshallah, before the next 20 years are over, when that happens, that is the sign of the fall of the elite of the world that are causing all the corruption of the world. And it will be the sign of the rise of the Mahdi. Salamullah wa salawatuhu alayhi wa ajjalallah ta'ala farajahu sharif. This is what Yawm al-Quds, brothers and sisters, is. This year we have the conditions that we have in, but we are not holding back. Just like the programs that we've been having, we continue them. With whatever conditions there are, we've got to continue our programs. We've got to continue our activities. It's a must. It's not only that groceries and essential needs of the body are essential needs. Spiritual needs are essential needs more so than the material needs. This war that we've got to fight is more essential than the groceries and the grocery stores that are open. We've got to do it. No, it doesn't matter if we may change the format of it, the way it's going to happen. But it's important that we all engage in it and be creative.
Don't wait for anyone. I don't know where this came from. We need to wait for an organization or a person to announce we're going to do this or not. You know what the deal is. The deal is we've got to go and make sure they know we are against them. Okay. Where you go and do that, how you go and do that, be creative. Go figure it out yourself. This is what you need to do. فَاسْتَبِقُوا الْخَيْرَاتِ. Start racing with one another. See, this is a divine competition. Who can do more and more effective? Where it makes the Zionists feel pain. Makes them feel weak. Makes them feel like they don't want to continue any longer. Like some of the believers have done. Some of these shuhada that we have had, these guys were so angry at them. So extremely angry at them because they really ruined their plans. They ruined their plans. All of these great shuhada, Haji Imad Mughniya, may Allah bless his soul, Haji Qasim Sulaimani, Haji Abu Mahdi Al-Muhandis, these three names I can mention that the Zionists really hated. Of the commanders, the ones they hate most were Imam Khomeini, and after that Ayatollah Khomeini, and no one compares to them. They would like to do anything to get their hands and just pull these figures down. They hate these figures more than anyone you could imagine. But out of the Mujahideen, these names are the ones that come. They really angered the Zionists. There's a race here. This is فَاسْتَبِقُوا الْخَيْرَاتِ. These are خَيْرَاتِ. The Quran tells us, if you do anything that angers the enemies of Allah, the enemies of the people, His creation, the enemies of Islam, which are all the same, what will be written for you is عَمَلٌ صَالِحٌ. A righteous deed will be written for you. These are خَيْرَاتِ. فَاسْتَبِقُوا الْخَيْرَاتِ, the Quran says. Start racing with one, compete with one another. Not about how many cars you have, how expensive your car is, what the size of your house is, how expensive your clothes, your fragrances, your vacations and what have you, your paychecks. Don't race in that regard. The Quran says that's not where you're supposed to race. What you're supposed to race is in khayrat. Good deeds. This is one of the greatest khayrat. You create ghayz. Make them angry. You make them angry, you've made Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala happy. Go figure out how you can do that. Piss them off. Make them feel horrible. Okay. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be happy. The 12th Imam will be happy. The Ahlul Bayt will be happy. Imam Al-Husayn will be happy with you. Go figure out what you can do on Yawm Al-Quds this year. People have started. They're doing different things. Some are taking pictures with the flag in different places. That's a good move, but is it limited to that? Maybe there's other things that can be done. Go figure out what can be done and try to, inshallah, do it. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by the right of the Imam of our time, by the right of the Ahlul Bayt, salamullah alayhim ajma'in, by the right of the Prophet of Islam, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, we ask Allah to hasten the return of our Imam. We ask Him to help us become His true and close companions. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help all those who are helping His cause, especially those who are putting their lives on the line, defending Islam in the occupied lands. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect Hamas. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect Islamic Jihad. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect Hezbollah and all of these fighters, the Yemenis, Ansarullah, who are also another thorn in the eyes of the Zionists with all their problems. The people of Yemen are supporting the Palestinian people and are against the Zionist regime. They're open about it, just like the Islamic Republic and the Iraqi Mujahideen and so on. Anywhere you have these Mujahideen, fi sabilillah. Ya Allah, protect them all, help them all, and grant victory to Islam and the Muslimin. Ya Allah, protect all those who are helping your cause, especially our ulama, our maraja, and more so our leader. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us all of our sins. We ask Him to forgive our parents, our grandparents, our relatives, all believers, those who are alive, those who have left this world. We ask Allah to grant all of us and all believers worldwide our hajat, our needs, our requests. We ask Allah to relieve all the people of the world of the oppressions they're facing. Bin Nabi wa Alih. رحم الله من قرأ الفاتحة مع الصلوات. اللهم